this getting used to understanding some of these concepts. We've gone over it a few times. We're just going to go over it one more time. Wrapping up the Inyan, and at least this part of it. Next week, we'll start with the Inyan of the windows, and when you mazik someone, etc. Now we're still talking about the etzem schus, to use the other person's property. So this week we learned another Gemara. The Gemara talks about if one neighbor is using the other neighbor's wall to support his beams. So Amar Nachman, Achzik Luhordi La Achzik Kshuri and Davav, which is page 2 in the booklet. If one neighbor put thick beams on a thin beams on his neighbor's wall, and the neighbor didn't stop him, so he made some sort of chazaka. Le'achzik l'kshuri. L'kshuri, but he made thick beams. Achzik l'hordi, he also made a chazaka for thin beams. Rabbi Yosef Amar, achzik l'hordi, achzik l'kshuri. No, beams are beams, and he's not, once he's a makpid, and he made a chazaka, it doesn't make a difference to the size.
They all have to be there, though, right?
You did it for 3 years, yeah.
It's not a future thing. I put one beam there, but now I have reduced to put
the pasha's not. Right, pasha's not. So, you know, and Rav Yosef Amachzik, now something similar to this comes up in Eretz Yisrael, is that on top of someone else's merpeset, so you have, let's say, you put, it's not using the beams, but you put across your clothing line, right? And now all of a sudden you want to upgrade from a 1 inch to a 3 inch, or whatever. And Bechlal, are you allowed to share the guy's roof? So, someone gave me a whole kuntras from Yitzchak Zilberstein on Hilchos Shechinim. So I started looking at it, and then I realized, I don't know if it's mamash, going to be sinag. Yeah, the first shayla there was, if my neighbor invited me to his wedding, and he didn't, I invited my neighbor to his chasana, to my chasana, he didn't come, do I have to go to his wedding if he invites me? That was the first shayla. And the second shayla was, one guy put a mirror, in the lobby, and another guy says that I'm makbid, I don't look in mirrors. You're not allowed to look in mirrors. Only a woman's allowed to look in mirrors. So I'm makbid. So this guy put a mirror in the lobby. I don't want a mirror in the lobby. So anyway, so whatever. Not really doing exactly our noise, but he does have this question about the clothing line. Can you make a chazaka on that? So, you know, the guy didn't, you know, you're doing it on top of my thing. Okay, we'll see also. B'negea, a sukkah, b'negea merpeset. The one guy put out a merpeset to put out a sukkah, and the other guy put out a merpeset, wants to extend his merpeset, but it's going to cover the other guy's sukkah. So,
that's so much merpeset. We've been talking about Kevin's Helmut Stein, where there's no actual hesitation.
Right.
That's a different subject, because then you're actually being lost.
No,
one got
the question is, is there Shaykh Chazaka on it? No, Kodim means the same was whether you could stop him. But the question is, let's say I could have stopped him, but I didn't. You know, or he didn't stop me. You know, when the first guy made, this is like what we're talking about, kind of, when the first guy made his merpeset. So essentially, you could argue that he's being machzik in the right to have airspace go up. So he's being machzik in the other guy's property to a certain degree. So now the other guy should have said, listen, I don't mind you making a merpeset, but I'm gonna invite, I have plans to make a merpeset too. I don't want you to come to me in 3 years and say, well, now you're blocking me. I'm blocking you. I'm telling you l'chatchila that I'm very happy you made a merpeset underneath me, but I'm gonna want to make one also. So don't come with me with tainas later that I didn't make a macha.
Let's work it the other way around.
Yeah, you have to work it the other way around. So now the second guy, if he didn't do that, so the first guy is going to say, well, 3 years ago I made this thing.
Yeah.
You're Michael. Now you're blocking me. What?
Wasn't using anything. It wasn't the reusing. It was using a lack of
it. Is that called using the other guy's space?
Well, if he's going to put a thing over,
he wasn't using it. It was just not used.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll see about that maybe also. But
Rambam may agree in that case.
Okay.
So, you do need to
probably
the
wine.
Well, let's see.
Causing him hesitation.
So let's see a limit. So, we saw the Rashi.
Wait, who's getting chesed?
The bottom guy.
The guy at the bottom can't have his second one.
I can't, but I'm the top guy. I can't build mine now, so I'm getting. I'm
it's not your property yet. It's air space. It's outside.
So you're saying the other way around, though. You're saying that it's not Shaykh HaChazaka, but now I'm just being mazik you. Okay, so this is a lot to do with next week's thing. Well, just throwing it out there. That's the this also a little bit. Now, so Rashi explains, Kol Chazakas Halalu Dishmaitin. All these Chazakas we're talking about, in Chazakas Shal Shanim. You don't need 3 years. The Lashayach Shal Shanim, Elagab Cheskas Karka, Shemachzik Besal Chaver, Va'imer, Lakachtiya Mimcha. When you're saying, I bought it from you, and that's the Shayach, did you buy it, did you not buy it? That's where 3 years comes in. Avahacha Becheskas Tashmishim, Ba'alma Mairi. We're talking about Cheskas Tashmishim, we're calling the Chazakas to the right to use your property. Ba'alma Mairi, Shemishtamish Besal Chaver, Ubishah Achas, Shemishtamish Befana Vishoysik, have a Chazaka. You use a guy's thing once, and he sees it. It's a mechila right away.
Is that just the first hammer that you start to do construction?
The first usage, I would assume.
So after it's built, and it's the first sukkah of the year. I mean, in our case,
something like that, exactly. V'ichibra betina, and if you made it betina, like you cement, I'll have a chazaka. V'taim mishum darmin leshavik inish leishtamushe b'soich shaloi. People do not allow others to use their own property. Tashmash shel kviyas below your shusai. That's not a normal thing. You don't come into my house, start using it without my permission. V'kivan demishtamish zel afan of a shusai. And since you used it, and I saw it, and I didn't say anything, yishlomer denato rishus mimena. We assume he got rishus. Einosin leimamun, or maybe he bought it from him. Umachar leitashmash zel. And he sold it. V'ani mili davi chazaka kigon shetoyin hu machar li. Einosin leimatan. But you do have to have a taina. So this sheet to hold in between. This sheet to hold. You have to have a tiny. You can't just say, "Well, I've been using it." No, I've been using it because we had a conversation. You were moichel me. You let me do it. I bought it from you. I rented it from you. I paid you. Whatever it is. So you have to have a tiny. Okay. So we already spoke out last time that there's different sheets as how you make this chazaka. This sheet in Rashi here, which is Tosfos, is you don't need 3 years, but you need a tiny. There's a sheet of some Rishayim that you need 3 years and a taina.
Right.
And then there's a sheet of the Rambam that you don't need 3 years and you don't need a taina. Now we're going to see a little bit how we paskin in different scenarios and a little bit of the lumdus of that, and then we'll bring it to Maisa. So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch and see how we paskin. And let's see what happens. So, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis, which is page 12. We spoke to that quickly last week. Hoytias aziz v'loy micha by balachotzer. Right, so the ziz is the projection into the other guy's property. Harei hechzik bal aziz. He makes a chazaka. V'yesh armim mishtamish boy u'manei balachotzer v'shamish. And we said to the point that you put out you made an overhang to put out your flower pots into the other guy's property. So the guy's like, fine, no problem, you can do it. Then the guy says, can I put my flower pots there? No, absolutely not. It's mine. So in other words, you have a chazaka that to the point that you could stop the other guy from using it.
But they're hanging into your property?
Into the neighbor's property.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the balachatzer,
we weren't sure last week if it's allowed or that once you did it, you have a chazaka and you say, and according to the Rambam, there's an unspoken mechila. Because you should have stopped me. I assumed that
how long do you have to stop him?
According to the Rambam, the first sighting.
No.
We're talking about something, like we said, that's kavua. Meaning, if you just put out his little kid's project that he brought home in Parshas B'Shalach, so that's not worth doing. But the guy made it with cement and everything. He's planning on keeping it there. So the first sighting of the cement, buddy, hello? Well, what are you planning on doing with that? What?
Hello, it's my wall.
Right, exactly. So what are you doing? Now, Hagav, but the Rama says, Yeshayimrim, to call Chazakas Elu, Ba'inan Shalay Shanim. No, it takes 3 years of proof. V'choshle Hechzik Shal Shanim, Yachalim Chais, V'chein Ba'inan Shiyava B'Taina. Come in, B'chazakas Karka. You need Taina and. We spoke this out again. There's in our minds, next page in Sivav, the water, this actually happens, you know, the water, you have your gutter system going into the neighbor's property, some sort of gutter, the neighbor can stop you. You make the chazaka on the pipe and the gutter right away. So your gutter empties all your water into the neighbor's property. You have a chazaka right away if he says nothing. Again, the Ramah. You need 3 years and a taina.
Over here, when it says that the
Baal
Chatzar could use it, and he could prevent the other guy from using it.
Yeah.
So he really built it for him. Amen. He built for the Baal Chatzar.
No, Baal Chatzar built the ziz against the Baal Bais. No, what do you mean? No. The Baal Bais is moneah the Baal Chatzar from using it.
Okay.
Now listen to this thing. Rotza acharkach listay matzinor. Let's say. Now this is an interesting case though. Let's say now the balabayis wants to change the gutter system. So interestingly, the balabayis is the neighbor with the house. He puts a gutter system into the neighbor's property. Now he says, you know what? I want to change the gutter system. I'm going to just empty it into my own property. The balachotz is a lot of stopping. Why?
I've been using the water.
Yeah.
Right off that thing.
I've been using your water.
I've been getting that water.
You can't just change it. Why do you think I let you?
Yeah.
I let you because I wanted the water.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you're machzik, just like the balachotz, the balabais is machzik in the right of the balachotzer to use his field to put his water, the balabais is machzik in the water of the Baal Habayis. And you can't stop it.
Is that with the taino? Meaning you get to say that when he installed it, I'm letting you know I'm using it only because I'm going to use the...
I think it's... I'm stomach.
It doesn't mention.
I don't know if he needs a taino for that. It could be that that's why he did it. Now, the Nesivus asks the Lomda Shakasha on this, by the way.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. The Nesivus asks, which is over here, the Nesivus is on page... Just keep your finger here because we're going back to this. But the Nesivus is on page 29.
Second to last page.
She asks, there's a famous principle. Then ein adam koine makne davar shel b'loilam. You can't be koine davar shel b'loilam. You can't be koine something which is not here yet. So how could I be koine your future water?
Yeah, koine do it. Koine the apparatus.
Apparatus is yours. I'm tiny. You can't stuff it up because now I'm losing the water. I'm losing the water. What do you mean? The water? You can't. I can't because the Baal Chatzar is tiny. I was kind of the water. The water is a davar shel b'loilam. You can't be kind of something which is not here yet.
So now we're going with Kenya. According to him, you can never acquire things in a farm because the fruit hasn't come up yet.
How do you pay? Well, the Gemara even says if you prepay for some things in the farm, it's ribbis. Because it's like a loan. It's like you're prepaying. You don't own anything yet. So what?
What a good point, though.
Yeah. So, how do you do this? And the Nesivus said, he says, Kasha. You see when it says Ches, Ois Ches in the Nesivus. It says Mishpat Ha'urim. Mishpat Ha'urim is the Nesivus. It's on page 29, Ois Ches. It says, L'chor Kasha, the Ha'afilu im Amar Beferish, V'hiknali, Shiyu Meimei Gagoy Yordan L'chatzer. Let's say I would want to buy that right from you. I want to pay money for the right for your water. So he says, near the loy mahani kinyan laze. You can't make such a kinyan. Kivan de loy hikna loy gof hakarka. The ha imroitz alas is chaveroi aliyah oisev, etc. Vagam mehechatesi naimar shekna loy gof laperis, etc. So he says it's fair. So he wants to say a big yisoy, which is off topic, but it's a very important yisoy. He says, I can't buy a davar shalom ala'ilam, but I can use a davar shalom ala'ilam as currency to buy something else. So in other words, let's say we want to make a deal about futures, or some sort of davar shalom, but like you said, I want to make a deal to buy all your apples that you're going to grow this season. Doesn't work. But let's say you want to buy a tractor for me. So you're kind of the tractor. Now you owe me $1,000 for the tractor. You could say I'm going to pay you with the apples that are going to grow this season. So you can't buy, you can't make a transaction about a davar shalom ba'olam, but you could use a davar shalom ba'olam as currency to pay for something else that you were koneh. So since the Baal Ha, so therefore he says, since the Baal Ha bias was koneh, the right to put the gutter in, what did he pay for that right? He paid with water. So therefore the davar shalom ba'olam water is the currency that was being used to pay for the right of the Baal Bayis to put his gutter there. And therefore he says that's why it works. But now, what? Why?
What? Why? You can't buy it,
but you could use it for money. It has value. The davar shalom ba'olam has value.
So where's the kinyan?
The kinyan was on the tractor. The machayiv, now you owe me $1,000, how are you going to pay me? Right. So that choyiv you're going to use davar shalom ba'olam on, it's value. You're not using it to make the kinyan, you're just using it to pay for the value that you owe me.
If you say it in those terms, then it's only going to work so long as he wants to keep it there. So he's going to say, yeah, you're right, I don't want to keep it, I can stop paying you. It's not the payment is
it's an eternal payment. There's another problem with this
nesivus, which is that we're going to see. There's another nesivus which I want to get to, which maybe not mashma like this whole thing, but let's just go with this for now. Now here comes a very interesting question. Now comes the opposite question. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to page 13 where we were on. So he says, Kishem why? The second to last line in the Shulchan Aruch. Shekishem shehechzik bal hagag lishpoich meimav lechotzech haveri. Just like the bal hagag was kind of the right to put his water in the neighbor's property. Kach, hechzik bal hachotzer shumei megagoy shel haveri boi metzloi lirshusai. Okay? Now, that's the thing. Well, that's what I'm saying. The Nesivus in another place is the thing. But here's an interesting concept. But he says, let's say the Baal Hagag stuffed up the water. One day he decides, you know what? I need the water. I just planted my own farm, my own own garden. I need the water. Well, the other guy, he's not letting me. You know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Let's see what he says. And I do it. And the guy doesn't say anything. For one day, says the Rama Haga, Miu im sasar balagag v'raze v'shasak, ova tzchusoy d'ave mechila miyad. The Rama says you get it back right away. Second, but the Rama is the one that holds you need 3 years to make a kinyan.
Right.
So if how, if the Rama is the one that says you need 3 years, because just because you saw the guy for 1 minute and you didn't make a macha, maybe you're in a good mood. You're not in the mood of making a macha right now. So now the guy took back his water. Now, why has it become a kinyan right away? You should need 3 years. It's my thing. It's my shimush. The Baal HaChotzer has the use of the water.
Isn't he also?
And now the other guy is taking away the use kilu, so you should have to have 3 years. So we have to get. I want to get back to that.
Isn't he also chayv in gezel? Because now he took something that now it was a kinyan that both parties agreed to.
This whole thing, we're not talking about the lechatchila if you're allowed to do it. We're talking about if it becomes yours now. You with a tiny, without a tiny, whatever. Now, let's just keep on going.
I'm not asking whether he's loved it or not, but it sounds like if the kinyan would be chal.
Yeah, it's chal. The question is, why is it chal?
That could be chal.
Mike, the first time around is also potentially
right, gezel. The first guy putting out the gezel was also potentially gezel. So now, one more place the Rama says this. Is the Mishnah we learned by the Gemara we learned about the poles? Chafar Shimon b'Koytzal Zeh. In the next page 15, the bottom of the page, Tezayin. Chafar Shimon b'Koytzal Zeh. V'hichnis Kora Achas. V'shasak Gruvin v'Lei Michaboy. Hechzik b'Makom Akora. V'afilu Haisa Ketana v'Rotzah Shimon La'Achlifa. You have a Kinyan Haga. V'cheskas Sulam v'Nitzas Koris. Yesh Oymen d'Ba'in al-Cheskas Gimol Shonim v'Tayin. Again, the Rama said you need 3 years. Now the Sma and the Sma asks Akasha. The Sma is the Miris in 9. Says the Sma. Okay, it's underlined on the right hand side of the column on page 15. Ayin lekamon simkuf nun hey. She chriya moram is the Rama. K'das haRambam. Dein tzach gimel shanim. Now we're lucky, you know. Kuf nun gimel is 2 simonim before kuf nun hey. But if in kuf nun hey, if you're talmud chacham and you keep learning, you'll see that over there the Rama says like the Rambam. You don't need 3 years. Now what's he talking about over there? So over there he's talking about something else. Don't you remember the case over there? What? Over there it's talking about that there's certain things, harchakas nizikin is called. Let's say the halachas we discussed with the sprinkler system, whatever. you're not allowed to build a tree within 25 amas of another person's property because the roots are going to bother him, whatever. Now, let's say you did. You built it 10 amas away. So the neighbor could stop you and say, move your tree. But if he didn't, if he didn't stop you, so the Mechaber, the Ramah says, like the Rambam, you get a kinyan right away. So it's a steer. Why over there does the Ramah say you get a kinyan right away? And over here, the Ramah says you need 3 years.
Well, I mean, there's a pashid chiluk here that one is gufa in your property, right, which is going to be a problem in one. The other one is dafka on his property.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, so this is the smas chiluk, which this is we'll transition to the next sugya. This is smas. So the smas says there's two different things. There's two different ways that neighbors interact. When what I'm doing is completely in my property. I'm building a tree. It's in my property. Just the fact that I'm doing something in my property bothers the neighbor. So now the neighbor has a right to tell me, stop. There, I don't have to be kind of anything. I don't have to be kind of rights. I don't have to be kind of kinyanim. I don't have to be kind of anything of the neighbors. It's all that matters is the neighbor's moichel. That's taina. So that everyone agrees. The second that he saw it and he didn't, he was moichel. It's my own thing. It's my own property. Okay? However, when you're using the other guy's property, you're using the gutter system, you're using the whole thing by the other guy, right? That, says the Sma, you need a kinyan for that. Or some sort of schus, or right, or something. We'll see exactly the nature of it. You need something. For that, you need a tiny, you need 3 years. Okay, you hear the chiluk, the two types of things? They're both when I'm bothering my neighbor. But one of them I'm bothering the neighbor because I'm actually using his stuff. So for that, I need a kinyan, you need 3 years. The other case is, it's really mine to begin with. I'm doing it entirely in my property. He would have had a right to stop me, but since he didn't, he's moichel right away.
Is the guy considered stealing why? If he plants a tree in his property that his neighbor
No, he's not. No. Maybe he's a mazik.
Okay, maybe he's a mazik. But if a guy puts his window...
He's calling out to the other guy.
He's stealing.
Yeah.
He's stealing.
Why would you say the opposite? I think it's very clear this way.
Someone else's chutz. If he's buying it right away, you should say something. If it's a nose chutz, the guy didn't realize
it. He's not buying it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then you'll see. It's the damage will happen 10 years later.
Okay, I want to get to that case now. But now, by the way, with this sma, that's the sma's chiluk, okay? It's a long sma. Not everyone agrees to it. But this is the sma's chiluk, which is a nice chiluk. So it'll come out that according to the sma, only when you're coming into the neighbor's property do you need 3 years for Ashkenazim, for the Ramah. Now, with this, we could understand the case we just mentioned. That why in the case of the water, for the neighbor to get a schus to put his gutter onto the neighbor's property takes 3 years. And then the neighbor has the right for the water. But if he stops the thing and he keeps the water, all of a sudden he gets the kinyan back right away. The text is because the water is the same thing. The water is his. He just... And it's in his own property. It's his. He doesn't have to be coin anything. He just all he has to do is prove that the other guy was Michael. But it's his water. So since it's his water, he doesn't need a 3-year kinyan to get it back. All he needs is the proof of the immediate mechila. So it's the same thing as the smas svara. That's the nesiva says. So this is right. You understand?
But then does he lose?
In the case of the water, if in the case of the water for the bala gag to get back his water, he doesn't have to be kinyan again, make a new kinyan. It's his to begin with. He just gave it over the rights to the neighbor. So all he needs to do now is prove that the neighbor was Michael. So therefore that happens right away.
But then does he need 3 more years to put the gutter back in the neighbor's property?
Huh?
Let's say he wants to put the gutters back into the guy's property.
Well, no, to keep the water. No, I don't think so.
So he gets both? He gets to keep the water and...
No, you're right. No,
wants the water rights, it can be Michael anytime. No problem.
You can't split it up. I lost the right. I got back the right of the water, but I still have the right for the gutter when I feel like it.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. I hear the question. Now, here's.
It doesn't work either way. You have a right to keep the both.
Right. It could be.
The fact that the water also flows down that spot is not.
It's really the reason why. Well, according to the Nesivis, it's two sides of the same coin.
Because you got the water.
You were Michael the Tanai, but I still have the Kenyan.
Right, you were Michael the Tanai, still have the Kenyan.
He probably would start again.
if you let the water go,
he probably would start again.
I hear the point. I'm not clear on that. Now, here's another Shaila. What would the Olam say, similar to what Avi is bringing up, what would the Olam say in the case of Suffolk? In the case, the machloikis is, everyone knows the halacha, but the machloikis is that even if you want to say it happens, whatever the thing is, the clock starts ticking from the time that the owner of the house saw it
and didn't protest.
Right. So the owner of the house, Tynes, I never saw it. I don't know what you're talking about. I saw it. This is the first time I'm seeing it, and I was out of town. The first time I'm seeing it, and I don't like it. Get out of here. And the other guy says, that's not true. It's been out here for 3 years. I'm sure you saw it.
It's not a Tynes.
And if you saw it, then forget it.
That's not a Tynes,
though. That's a Tynes barrier, though.
It's not a Tynes. The guy says, has Tynes, you mocker.
No, I'm goofa Tynes that you saw it. We had the conversation.
Oh, you have to say that. You had the conversation.
I'm kind of, but the other guy's Tynes, he never even saw it to begin with. Which guy is the liberal?
Why 3 years?
No, because that's how long it
takes. Trump.
Who has to prove it? No, so
the guy who was thought the guy who claimed that he says I didn't see it has to prove that, because to him to say I didn't see anything when the guy's coming with he's a muchzik and he's coming with a taina, he has the Russell with the nafka. What do you need a taina?
The guy has to.
No, the other guy's also saying I know you were there for 3 years, but I never was masking to it. The question is not whether you were there for 3 years. The question is I was never masking to it. But here the guy's saying I never saw it yet.
So what's the mile of a taina then? Okay, he can make a counter taina, then nothing happens.
Huh?
What's the mile of a taina then? Because this guy's making one taina.
No.
This guy's making a counter taina.
No. Rush from the answer. Yesh lomar, natol shusmenu o nasal lo mamon macha.
Exactly, because kiven de mishtamash zelafonov v'shoisek. But I'm good for taina. I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, but
no. The case of the taina is we're both agreeing. I've been here for 3 years. We're neighbors back and forth every day. You see me taking out the garbage every day. Hi, how are you? You never said anything. That's the case.
That's not a taina.
No, so you're saying I never said anything, now I want to say something. And the other guy's saying you never said anything because you sold it to me already. That's the conversation. But this is a different conversation. This is a conversation is I don't know if you have a chazaka to begin with. I was out of town, I never saw you doing this.
So,
and like you said,
but your taina is more barrier. Your taina is more explicit. If you, you're the one who built in the.
So Michael's halfway right. Hamotzi mechaveil avaraya, but the moitzi is the other guy. Moitzi mechaveil avaraya means that you, who's ever coming to take away from someone else, he has to prove. He has the burden of proof. The burden of proof is on him. So the nesivus says, that the burden of proof is on the balagag, because even if, yeah, because you have to prove that there's a chazaka here.
Right.
You're taking something from someone else's property. So until you prove there's a, now once it's a chazaka, now the question is taina, no taina, so the chazaka sides with you. But if there's no proof to the chazaka to begin with, and the other guy can say, I never saw it.
Oh, we're saying no chazaka happened yet.
The balachotzer is saying there's no chazaka. The balachotzer is saying he never saw it. Right? So now,
even though the Matzias says that he did have it there for 3 years?
Yeah, I had it there for 3 years. He's saying I was in way, I'm on vacation, right? I never saw
his site is telling on the 3 years. I'm on the clock.
I always check in on my property. And I see you're on my entire field. I'm going to know about it. But the fact that you're using 1 inch of my backyard,
I never got a surveyor down here to see exactly where my property line is. Had I known, right? You built a fence. Okay, let's say you built a fence, and now I get a survey because I want to sell my property. It turns out you built a fence 2 feet into my property. I never noticed. Not the pshat is, I noticed, and now the machlokes is, well, you tiny and you gave me your shus, and I'm tiny, I never gave you your shus. That's not the issue. The issue is I never noticed. And the reason I was not moich is not because I gave you your shus. The reason I was not moich, I didn't know about it.
And the other person says, no, you sold it.
Yeah, the other guy says, what do you mean? I've been here for 3 years, and you know why you never know you never complained? Because you sold it to me. We discussed it. We were fine with it.
That's stronger. Isn't that stronger?
No. So the Nesiva says the other guy is the Moitzi. Now, let's go back to the other case, though.
So how do you prove it, though?
You can't. Now, but if you hold. But in the case of when, let's say I planted the tree in my property. So let's say I planted the tree in my property. I should have moved it. I planted the tree in my property, and I did it only 10 amas away from your property line. And now, like you're saying, the other guy's tining, that okay, listen, you saw it, you're a moichel, and that's and now the neighbor's saying, no, I want you to move it. I was never moichel, I didn't see it, it's in your property, I never saw it. Here, fakir, the other guy's the moitzi. Because since it's in my property, then I have the right to put it here. Really, you have a right to stop me. But you have to prove that you have the right to stop me. Now I'm tining that you did see it, and you're a moichel.
No, you don't have a right to put it because you have to do even a halacha 25 amos away. You step,
but it's in my property. No, that's not your property. It's my responsibility not to be mazik you, but it's my property. So since I put it in my property, I put it in my property. I hold that you are moichel me. I don't have to prove that you're moichel. You have to prove that you're still a tina.
I bought the rights to have my field, my tree was in 10 amas of your head. Of your that's the case.
Yeah, but the point.
And your time, then no, I didn't.
That's what I'm saying. If the thing started off in your property, and the question is, could the neighbor force you to move it? So there, the muchzuk is the balabayas. So therefore, the other guy has to prove that. He still has a tine on him to move it. How's he going to prove that? He has to prove that he never saw the tree till now. I never saw it. I never saw it. You have to prove that you never saw it. Show me your passport. You know, I want to see. They stamped you. You were here or not? The other case where when you moitzi this is, you're using my property. So you have to prove that you have the right to do that. It's my property. You have to prove that you're the moitzi. Okay. Now there's still a little bit we have to fully understand that this is all going in the Mechaber and the Ramah, that there's no Taina. The question is, what about in the case, what's Taka, that there is a Taina? What's Taka Pshat in the case that there, in the Rambam, that you can be Kohen without a Taina? How do all these things work? You're Kohen without a Taina, how do you make a Kenyan like that? I did it once, it's mine. So the Nesivis actually explains this a little bit. And the Nesivis,
it's an implied Mechila.
But why is Mechila enough? Let's look at the Nesivis. The Nesivis is on the back of today's paper.
How's that
a Kenyan? You're Moichel, but now I want it back.
Even the Rosh Hashanah says you need Titus as a Nesivis.
No, he's saying you bought it with money. He says you bought it with money.
It's in my pocket. You don't automatically own it. You have to get a hold of it.
Exactly. Okay? So look at the Nesivis. He says... the way he asks the kasha is, and it's not in this paper, but the way he asks the kasha is that if I'm moichel you my house, the words don't mean anything. You can't even be moichel someone a house. You can't be moichel kinyanim. You have to make kinyanim. So the way the Nesivis says it like this, okay, it's on the back of the source sheet for today. I put the Nesivis there. Mm-hmm. So the Nesivis says it like this, very important. Says that the way this works is mitam acher. There's more papers, all pile of papers there.
The way what works? The guy who God case or yeah. any case of hamatila. In any case of hamatila.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want? Okay, so. The way the Nesiva says it like this: L'chein ner l'fiyani as daiti, dehumi tam acher, the kos of a magid mishnah, the perik ches milcha shcheinim aralcha zayin, hatam de koine b'shtika. Why you koine? Because the guy was quiet. I put out my gutter and you were quiet. So what does that mean? So I was quiet yesterday. Now I'm not. Mishum dehurak mechilas shibud. The whole thing is a shibud. That means that even the guy who's putting out the gutter. It's not the pshat, he's koine the chatzar. He's not koine the chatzar. He's making that the chatzar is meshubin to hold my gutter there. So the ownership is not changing. The ownership stays entirely in the reshus of the first owner. Just a certain, it's like a lien on a property. What's a lien on a property? I have the right to take it when I want. But it doesn't change your ownership. It doesn't change, right? So the land is meshubin. The land is meshubit to be able to hold my gutter. So he says, Alma de betashmishim, when we're talking about tashmishim, less be kinyan gomor. We're not talking about kinyonim over here. Raksh meshabit gufa karka letash meshalav. He's making that the karka, it's like you owe me. How do you explain that, Shiva? That the karka is, I have a right. basically, not even right. The karka is meshubet to hold my car, my water. Lachena mechila ain't rak mechila shibud. So mechila works on that. V'kivin de'im b'kinyan haguf rak shibud. Lachain nikne b'chazaka das cholas tashmishim bavad. That's why you use it once; it's good. V'lashayich beklal chazaka denal gadar. You don't need the regular kinyanim. Kivin de'im l'kinyan guf klal.
The same way a chazaka makes a
kinyan. Right. So using it.
This is arguing on whether when they stomp it up that you have the right to get the water though, no?
Why?
Because you now own just the right to put it there. That means that the one who's getting the water has he has no rights here. Because he was mochel, so there's no it sounded like there was a shibud between both of them.
Right.
I forgot who mentioned it before, but now he's saying only the
Baal God gets. Well, that's the problem. It's an interesting thing because the way that the Sivas explained that other halach, he made it like a sale situation. That I'm selling you the right to have the gutter there for the water. And now he's saying it's not a kinyan at all, it's just a shibud.
It's a shibud on the Gog for the water.
It's a shiva on the chotzer for the water. Oh, yeah.
On the gog for the water. It's a shiva on your gog for the water.
Right.
But
because it means you already gave me. You're meshabed your property to allow me to put my z's in there. Once I put my z's in there, I can control what happens on those z's.
And if you have a lien and I want to use it, then I can use it.
It's a borrowed term.
No, you have a lien on the property. Exactly. No, it's true. But your lien is to let me use it the way I want to. And now I want to use it.
If I want to use it, I can use it.
What?
If I want to use it also.
You could use it.
If
you're going to do something to conflict my shibud, you can't do that. So you can't decide to build a fence and knock out my ziz because you already mashabed the property to it. So I have a right to have a ziz.
What's the level of ownership then if you have full control using it?
No, it's my zoo, it's your property.
Right.
I think he's saying that it is one owner. He's coming
it's
up.
The original owner still owns it. Anyway, this is the point. So next week I want to talk about is the chaloinais. The whole sugi, the chaloinais, we'll get to that, okay?